Unlimited number of obeisances to my Gurudev. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru, the Pujya Charan, the Pravishta Omni, Ekvind Vaman Maharaj, the Pravishta Om Vishnupad, the Pujya Swami Maharaj, Lord of Street, offer obeisances, offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, all the sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, by the mercy of Bhagavan, the fourth day of us was completed without any obstacle.
Today we went to Champakatahata, Jadev Goswami's Bhajan Sali, Gokadada's Mandir. After this we went to Samudraga and Vidyanaga, and from there to Kopala. So now Vishuddhi Maharaj will speak on Vishuddhi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tattva, his teachings and his contribution.
Who's that talking?
500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. You're going to have to tolerate it with my out of my earphone. It's too much interference with this phone. That's not working either. Call me on my phone, the other number.
Hi, Bo. Maharaj?
मन में श्री कृष्ण के बारे में जो विचार आता है, श्री कृष्ण के बारे में सोचती है, तो राधा जी के आंसू से आंसू बहने लगते हैं और अविरल आंसू बहने लगते हैं। तो श्री कृष्ण जब वृंदावन से द्वारका चले गए, राधा जी ने श्री कृष्ण के पीले वस्त्र को पहन लिया और जो जोर जोर से रोने लगी, उस रोने को सुनकर जो यमुना के जलचारी मछलियां थी वो भी रोने लगी। राधा रानी का मादनाक्ष महाभाव का और मोदनाक्ष महाभाव का ब्रह्मांड का क्षोभ कारित्व यहाँ दिखाई पड़ा। तो कभी भी कहते हैं कि जाते द्वारपतिपुरम पूर्वित्व का ध्वस्त्र संख्या में कालविंद कहते कुंज बंधु लतिका मालम भया संख्या उद्दीकम गुरु पाष्प का चल गलत तारस्वरम राधिया ये नाम कर यदि हमें श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु को समझना है, चैतन्य महाप्रभु के विचारधारा को समझना है, तो हमें रूप गोस्वामी की शरण जाना पड़ेगा। वैसे तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने जो भी लिखा है, इसका दिखाई पड़ता है कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब ईश्वर पुरी पाठ से जब उन्होंने दीक्षा प्राप्त किया, दशाक्षरी गोपाल मंत्र प्राप्त किया, उसके बाद में ही उनमें परिवर्तन आ गया। इससे जगत जीवों को महाप्रभु दिखाना चाहते हैं, जब तक कोई व्यक्ति शुद्ध वैष्णव से शिक्षा नहीं प्राप्त करता, तब तक गुरु के हृदय में भाव शिष्य के हृदय में आए नहीं सकते। ईश्वर परिपाद ने कहा था कि
हरे
कृष्णा गुरु पाठ करना रूपानंदाचार्य वाड़ भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज। सेकेंडली आई ऑल्सो माई सत्संग धन्यवाद प्रणाम थाउजेंड ऑफ थैंक्स एट द लोटस फीट माय श्री रूपानंद गौड़ीय गुरु वाड़ श्री गुरु का महाराज एंड ऑल्सो माई प्रणाम टू होग्य सम्बुद अन्य चिदानंद पादकान एंड होग्य सम्बुद वैष्णव एंड वैष्णवी। So for 4 days, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, we have been hearing about the various reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami, he traveled there to meet him. And on the way, Srila Rupa Goswami had been writing a drama. And this drama he divided into two parts, Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. So in the beginning of Vidagdha Madhav, he has given his pranam and he has prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and bestowed benediction upon the readers of his book. So there, Srila Rupa Goswami Pati wrote, अनर्पिता चरिंचिरा करुणया वर्तिनः कलो समर्पयितुम् उन्नत उज्ज्वल रसम स्वभक्ति स्वयं हरि पुरक सुंदर ज्योति कदम्ब संगीत सदार्य कंदरे प्रकृवासति नंदनः। May that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear in the core of the heart. The heart is like a cave, a very secret place. And maybe also for the Bhagavad Gita, the conditions of a dark place, wherein there live so many elephants of aparad, of offenses. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is like a lion. He is born in Sinharasi, Leo, the sign of the lion. And he's golden like a lion. And his chest is broad and his waist is narrow like a lion. And he's also like a lion. Because when he appears in the cave of one's heart, he roars, Hari Bol! And all the elephants of anartha, unwanted desires, and aparad, they run for their lives. So Srila Rupa Goswami thought, that may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Hari, Sri Krishna himself, adorned with the golden reflection of Srimati Radhika, appear in the innermost region of your heart. Who is he? He has appeared by his causeless mercy in this age of Kali to distribute what no incarnation had ever distributed at any time before in this day of Lord Brahma. That means 8 billion years since the last time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, no one has distributed a very special gift. What is that? Samarpayatum unnata ujjvala rasam svabhakti sriham. Unnata ujjvala rasam. What does it mean? It means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is personally relishing unnata ujjvala rasam. The mood of Srimati Radhika. This mood is called Parakriya Bhav. When a hero and heroine, they are married before a Brahmin, before the Vedic fire, before their parents and other witnesses and seniors in society, then the relationship they have is called a Swakya relationship. But when a heroine who is already married to someone else, being impelled by intense attachment, leaves her legal husband and goes to meet with another hero, this is called Parakriya Bhav. So in this world, that is contemptible. But in transcendental Goloka Vrindavan, their yogamaya has created the impression that Radhika and all Braj gopis, they are married to others. And leaving them, breaking all the rules and regulations of Dharma, they run to meet with Sri Krishna and serve Sri Krishna. This is called Parakriya Bhav. So our Purva Acharyas, they've given a very wonderful explanation of the meaning of Parakriya Bhav. First of all, we should know that there are two tattvas. The first one is called Swa Tattva and the second one is called Para Tattva. Swa means oneself and para means another. So see Krishna, when he is the Swatattva, at that time he is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He does not need anything. All Ananda is within him. So he is called Atmaram. He has Atmaramata, the quality of self-satisfaction. So Srila Gurudev explained that just as in this material universe there are thousands and thousands, innumerable planets with different atmospheres and different qualities, so in the same way, in the spiritual world, there are thousands and thousands of planets, and even in Golok Vrindavan, there are thousands of, in Golok, there are thousands of proposed chambers wherein Krishna Leela is going on. So, all the spiritual teachers of this world, they tell us, one should serve the Supreme Lord, and that Supreme Lord, he has Atmaramata. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. He has all happiness in himself. But because Sri Krishna is Purna, he is complete, all possibilities exist within his Leela. So just as there is a dimension in which Krishna is self-satisfied, there must also exist the antithesis of that dimension. In other words, where Krishna is not Atmaramata, but is completely Hararamata. Hararamata is the opposite of Atmaramata. It means where the Supreme Lord, rather than being self-satisfied, he is Hararamata, he cannot find any happiness by himself. He is totally dependent on others, para, for his happiness. So that is called Pararamata. So all the spiritual seekers of the world, they say, go this way. Put your attention, give your service to God. He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He has Atmaramata. But what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He said, don't go that way. Go that way. Go to the extreme antithesis of Atmaramata, to that Krishna who is Pararamata. He cannot find any satisfaction, any happiness. He cannot sleep at night. He has no hunger. He cannot eat without his devotee. So Brajendananda and Shyamasundar of Vrindavan, he is the extreme limit of Pararamata. And his Shakti, Srimati Radhika, also, she is Pararamata. So, Krishna, he cannot live for a moment without Radhika. And that Radhika who cannot live for a moment without Sri Krishna. When these two Pararamata tattvas meet together, they cannot live without each other. When they meet together, there is an explosion of rasa. And that is called Parakriya rasa. The meeting of the Pararamata tattvas, the rasa that comes is called Parakriya rasa. So, that is Unyata Ujjwala Rasa, Radhika's Bhav, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking it. So we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has one hand in the air. He's dancing and relishing the mood of Radhika. But one hand is down here. Why? Because he's distributing. Not Radhika's mood, but Swabhakti Sriyam. The beauty of Radhika's mood. Mahabhava Swarupshi Radha Saturani Saravaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiramani. Radhika is the embodiment of all the qualities and all moods of all the heroines. She's like a creeper. But a creeper is more beautiful when it has leaves, flowers and manjari. So Radhika is not alone. She's surrounded by her satis and especially manjari. The manjaris are not directly her friends, but they are younger, they are her maidservants. So those maidservants, because they have authentic bhav, one-pointed devotion to Srimati Radhika, what she experiences, this comes in their heart. So especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to distribute this mood, the mood of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because in Brajalila, Krishna says to Radhika, Nāpārayam nēravājyusamyadyam svāsadukrityam vibhudāyavashāsivā. Oh Radhika, I cannot repay you for your loving services. Yamābhājan virjaya deya sinkala samvrishya chadvā tati yātu sadhunā. But when I appear in the form of a sadhu, at that time I will try to repay you. Because I am one and you gopis are many, how can I repay you? So when I appear in the form of a sadhu, I will collect so many givers. Help me, bring back my next Radhika, and all the beauty of the world after. So, with this intention, she went out to the gate of God, and distributed the servant of Radhika, and the day is there. So, this is where I'm going to try to do the benefit, and the Lord will speak on Shishi Sanu Akuru, and pray to you today, that's an incredible blessing upon me, and one day, this young spirit will become the real actual realization. Very good. अब आप लोगों के सामने वृंदावन के आए हुए शामदास की श्री कृष्ण महाप्रभु के
चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी के उनके चरित्र का वैशिष्ट्य और उनके शिक्षाओं के संबंध में पंचना विधान चैतन्य ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಮೇಶಿ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ जैसा कि बहुत व्यापार करते हैं क्योंकि देश को तो मानना था परमाणु या देश का प्रतिभा जो विचार है उसको सुने जा रही है और देश का जो प्रतिभा जो भगवान का श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण देव और परम देव भगवान को अधिकार न करने के कारण जैसे आपसी है लेकिन फिर इनके विचारों को हमारे घर में जो महापुरी हो गए क्योंकि जब जब लेकिन परे प्रधान पुरुषम तथा भगवान को सभी शास्त्रों ने और उसके
जगत को रक्षा है मंत्र Jesus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. And secondly, I'm offering my equal brother of the moment and my Shephah Prashtanshan to the Lotus Feet of my beloved teacher, Guru Devas. Thank you, Guru Devas, the Lord Vishnu Pai, a school service of the Shishima, Bhakti Rakshan, Sri Bhakti Swami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pai, a school service of the Shishima, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And then, from the Anand to all the Pai, Rupa Hika Guru Maharaj, and to all the glorious Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have come to attend this grand celebration of Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of our beloved Vedadeva Srimad Bhagavatam Goswami Maharaj. So the people who are hearing about the glories of Sri Srimad Mahaprabhu in terms of his divine personality, his life and his teaching, his Siddhanta. Without the Gaura Bhaktas, without the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, preaching his transcendental glory, it would be not be possible to finish up Bhagavan.
Haribo?
Haribo?
You got cut off?
Yeah.
Okay,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he focused on only one
form. And who is that? Parakyo Bhagavan Prachensha Pranaya. Prachensha Pranaya means the son of the king of great incarnation. That means Nandini Maharaj. That means that the supreme worshipable form of the absolute truth is this form alone of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is sitting within Vrindavan, with his family members, and he is a prince, he is the son of the king, and there he is he is only flute and playing in the forest with his lotus and gopis, and he is dancing and singing in the Rasa-lila, and so many other innumerable pastimes of the highest class. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, there is no one equal to this personality. Sri Nanda Vandana Krishna, the son of the king of Raja, and he alone is our worshipable object. So Arathya Bhagavan Vrijaya Shatamaya, Hatkama Vrindavan. And the place where he eternally resides, in the highest domain of the entire spiritual world, which is the highest position in the entire creation. That land, that karma, that eternal abode, it is called Vrindavan. It is the forest of Vrinda, where there are innumerable beautiful trees there. Chintamani, Reverend Sadamasu, Kalpa Virsha. They are wishful, killing, and desire trees. He is living there, eternally, with his associates, in the land of Chintamani Dhamma, where everything is transcendental touchstone. Chintamani, Reverend Sadamasu, Kalpa Virsha, the Shakri Day, Surya Vivalayam. There, he is served by hundreds and millions of Lakshmis, as he learns the cows through the forest of Vrindavan. That land, Gopoka, the land of cows, is the eternal glory of that supreme Arathya Bhagavan. And that transcendental land is as worshipable as Sri Krishna himself. It is non-different than Sri Krishna. His own Swarup Shakti has manifested that divine glory. And that land of Vrindavan is as worshipable as him. How does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teach this truth? He himself sent his own associates to live in the land of Raja Vrindavan that was manifested here on this earthly planet 5,000 years ago. And when he appeared, he immediately, as soon as he took sannyas, he wanted to go there to Vrindavan. He immediately wanted to go to Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu and Vaishnacharya brought him to Shantipur instead. And then again he tried to go to Vrindavan a second time, but was not able to complete his journey. Finally, a third time, he succeeded to go to Vrindavan. And then he reached that land of Vrindavan, then he became overwhelmed in unbelievable, unlimited ecstasy, going through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who alone revealed the highest place in Vrindavan, Sri Shyamakunda and Radhakunda. Only he could manifest this. Why? Because he is none other than Srimati Radharani, covering the beautiful form of Shyamasundar Krishna with a beautiful golden color, completely overwhelmed by her Mahadhan praise. Therefore, he could manifest this Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. So when this emphasis was placed on that land of Vrindavan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he taught the process of Abhideya. Abhideya, what kind of process of worshiping that Arathya did, that Supreme Personality, who is the topmost worshipable form of the Lord, how can he be worshipped in the topmost way? Ramya, Pasha, Pasha, Lula. Vrajavasu, Vaheda, Yathanti Gaha. These Vrajavasus, the transcendental cowherd ladies of Vrindavan, the wives of the cowherd men, the beautiful gopis, who are overwhelmed in great lust, how they worship, and especially how the topmost amongst the gopis, Swarupadishi, like my God, Vishnu Rakhman Kamandava, that is Srimati Radhika herself, how she worships Sri Krishna, what with her Mahabhava praying. That method of worshiping Sri Krishna was the topmost method recognized for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and no other method can be compared to that. How did Mahaprabhu reveal this? In his Radha Ramananda Sambhava, in his world, in his Sanatana Kriksha, in his Rupsiksha, as we read in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the creeper, is a champion little creeper of flame. And all of the gopis, the first gopis, are like the leaves and the bulbs and the on the branches of this beautiful glowing creeper of flame. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhash Swarup Yogini. She is the embodiment of the highest grade. So how those personalities serve Sri Krishna, what with their chances of 64 hearts, how they are manifestations of Sri Krishna's own internal potency. Aram Dachindaya Rasa Prasivaka Kaapi, Kaapiya Eva Nijarupa Nayaka Kaapi, Kodoka Eva Nijasa Prasivaka Kaapi, Kodoka Eva Nijasa Prasivaka Kaapi, Kodoka Eva Nijasa. There, among the Chinmaya Ras, everything that the divine goal is manifested of the divine internal potency, and that is the moment of Srimati Radhika. She is the Deep Shakti, the essence of the essence of the essence of the Deep Shakti personified. So how she is serving Sri Krishna in that world of Vrindavan Dharam, that was recognized as the highest of the day. The highest process of worshiping around the Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he very substantially showed that throughout all the Vedic literature, there are so many different evidences which prove all these conclusions, these Siddhantas, but there is no comparison to the topmost Brahman, the Avala Brahman. It's spotless evidence of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost evidence proving all of these truths and all of these realities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached Srimad Bhagavatam, and he showed that in Srimad Bhagavatam, the deeds and pranayas and brahmarathis and the five transcendental songs which were sung by the Braja Gopis, from the core of their hearts, worshiping Sri Krishna. This is the highest manifestation of their claim and attachment for Him. And this is the highest evidence. So from the Srimad Bhagavatam, all evidence was given. And the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Goswami, Srimad Goswami, they all substantiated in their writings from Srimad Bhagavatam. And through that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he proved the final goal, bringing on to Marga Mahan, that there is no other goal, Dharma, Arka, Ka, Moksha, the four materialistic goals, even liberation from material existence. This is not the final attainment to achieve the goal. What is the final attainment? Bringing on to Marga Mahan, the fifth goal, and the transcendental Purusha Sharka, the greatest achievement of the living entity. So all these teachings were given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's soul, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nathamidam, Sankhavaro, Vatvaraha. We do not accept anything other than these conclusions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, our Bodhi Vaishnava Sharjas have shown us the final conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Vanja Kavuji Vaishnava.
Thank you. এই সংসার যে মারা অন্ধের পরিচিত the one who represents the Lord and he is in the world for a
अवन की मुक्ति समाज आज के कारण बहुत এমনকি অন্যান্য সমাজ প্রায় বলছে যে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু যে প্রেম ধর্মের কথা বলেছেন তিনি বলছেন হরিনাম করছে আর আল্লাহ রবীন্দ্রের সেবা করো। বলে এর দ্বারা কি হবে? আজকে বিশ্ব হিন্দু সমাজের মধ্যে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর এই বৈষ্ণব ধর্মের বাণীর মধ্যে আছে কি প্রত্যেক ব্যক্তি মাত্র আমার বৃদ্ধা যখন তাহলে ঠাকুরকে দেখছেন ভগবানকে দর্শন করেন যে আমাদের রাধা গোবিন্দ যুগল জুড়ি মহান প্রেমী মহান গুণী মহান দয়ালু অতএব আমাদের মধ্যে যেন সেই ভাব প্রেম গুণ সমস্ত ভাবনা আছে। এইটি আজকে বিশ্ব জগতে সব ধর্মের মধ্যে নাই। এই যে সদ্ভাবনা প্রতি সদ্ভাবনা শান্তি এবং প্রেম ধর্ম তাহার ভক্ত নিয়ে রাধা গোবিন্দের উপাসনা করে আর তাহার ভক্তিতে যে হৃদয় স্থাপন হয় এমনকি আর কোন ধর্মের মধ্যে কোন সংস্কৃতির মধ্যে নাই। আজকে বিশ্ব জগতে বহু ধর্ম প্রচারিত হয়েছে আর হচ্ছে কিন্তু কোন ধর্ম তাহার কোন সাহিত্য দিতে পারে না।
সর্বাত্ম
Bedding and laundry and everything. So it's the end of the program. Lord Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol. Hari Hari Mahaprabhu. Every day.